USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's ongoing invasion is a threat to the whole of Europe. Zelensky delivering that message in a Saturday night address posted to his Telegram channel. This as Ukrainians are reeling in the horrors of Russian aggression.
I know we will win this. We have no doubt about this. There is not a person on this world that could beat us or submit us to anything.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, that Ukrainian woman interviewed amid the devastation in Bucha, says Russian soldiers came into her house and made her stay in the basement while they lived there. President Biden and the vice president have nothing on their public schedules for Sunday. The president planning to head to Iowa this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The former president is endorsing a candidate in a highly competitive Senate race.
Celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz got the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. Oz, known for his former daytime TV show, is running for the open Senate seat in Pennsylvania and is in a neck-and-neck contest with former hedge fund manager Dave McCormick in the Republican primary. In his endorsement, Trump said he believes that Oz will be the one most able to win the general election. He adds, quote, "They know him, believe in him, and trust him." For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The prize amount at this weekend's Masters Golf Tournament is growing. Folks with the event announced the total prize money up for grabs is $15 million. This is up from last year's purse of $11.5 and makes it the highest payout at a major. Whoever wins Sunday will bring home $2.7 million and the famous green jacket. Second and third place will both win over $1 million. This is USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
As Americans continue to feel the pain at the pump, lawmakers recently raised the issue with energy executives during a House hearing this week. American Petroleum Institute Senior Vice President Frank Marchiola gives a breakdown on what goes into gas prices.
The way that gas prices work is fundamentally a function of supply and demand. The price of crude oil is the major component that goes into the price of gasoline, but there are other factors as well, including labor shortage right now, supply chain constraints. Policies also matter.
The Biden administration continuing to release 1 million barrels of oil a day from the United States' Strategic Petroleum Reserve for the next 6 months in an effort to curb high gas prices. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins is dead after being hit by a dump truck in Fort Lauderdale. The Florida Highway Patrol saying the 24-year-old quarterback was struck and killed early Saturday while trying to walk across the westbound lanes of Interstate 535 near the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. Condolences have been pouring in from around the NFL. The league saying in a statement, it's mourning the tragic loss. And finally, hold on to those Powerball tickets. A technical glitch means officials are still trying to confirm whether anyone won the grand prize from Saturday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.